You know, so it's a tricky thing. And so you could play with it. Most of us, our minds go crazy because it's trying to give us happiness by controlling things that it can't possibly control. Like we really, we did this in class. It was so much fun. This actual exercise is from The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And it was like, how many things do we perceive our happiness is dependent on? And so once I got the class to really loosen up, it was hysterical. And, you know, it's like, how consistently do we do that? It's just a habit of being human. And so when you're believing your happiness is dependent on things that you have zero control over, you have not developed your capacity, your stamina for true happiness, just out of sheer lack of practice. And so when you really get focused about, it's not about changing everything around you, it's about creating the best experience of you. And, you know, this is a conversation, okay, to have with a bunch of people who would tap. It's not the conversation you would have with maybe a teenager who's experimenting with, you know, alcohol. And because there's a big difference between feeling less bad and feeling good. You know, feeling less bad is overeating, going unconscious with food, or drinking, or smoking, or shopping, or TV, or whatever. That's feeling less bad. Feeling really good is showing up to exercise the body, stretch the body, oxygenate the body, hydrate the body. Feeling good is very proactive. Feeling less bad is checking out. And we're really good at feeling less bad. Like I can even tell now, I'm like, oh, craving that old pattern. I want to eat a whole lot. Get that really full feeling and be checked out. It's like now I can really see it and see what it is. So some of it, you know, a lot of it is due to unresolved emotion and pain. But once you start playing in this field and tapping a lot and clearing a lot and doing a lot of forgiveness work, well, after a while you reach a place where like, well, wouldn't it all be gone now? And actually, it can't, you know, it's a matter of you've got to find a different habit. You've got to find a different something to replace what you've been doing. So, yeah, it's really fun. So I have been aggressively, or not so much, let me rephrase that. Well, let me be honest. I have, on again, off again, been playing with the whole weight food thing. And what I've found is it's not a big enough priority for me to stay focused on to undo all the beliefs I have. And I have a whole lot of beliefs that I actively engaged in about how food works with a human body. And so to overhaul, that's a big commitment. So now I'm getting refocused, I'm writing every day on it, and what came to me is, wow, I was doing good, and then we hit the holidays, and I defaulted to old beliefs and beliefs around me. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm going to make progress again. You know, the time you're successful is because you were persistent enough, period, in anything human. That's all it is. Persistence will get you there. And so I'm thinking, okay, I need to make a note in my calendar that when Thanksgiving rolls around, I need to be writing every day. Apparently, I can't hold a new paradigm during that time of year because I'm around a lot of people who the paradigm's very opposite. So things like that. But I look at it as a game. And if I don't master it this year, I got next year. Mm-hmm. And then I got the year after that. So that helps too, not making it right or wrong, but playing any game.